So Noah is mistamping to throw something in the chatzar. It's actually be munach in the chatzar if it's koyim or if it's not koyim. It's koyim kol. Is the chsarn of avir shein seifa the nuach a chsarn of the shtamer, or is it a chsarn with neyas? As it's meduyik in the Gemara, and it's a new chsarn. The Gemara doesn't say the chsarn is zayin of the shtamer. The Gemara says the chsarn is lav kimunach dami. Mashma the chsarn is because it's not munach in the chatzur. Befrat, the Gemara at the end of the Gemara says that there's a difference if it's miskalgal on the karka or if it's flying in the air. If the chsarn is because of ein mishtamer, my nafgamin if it's rolling on the karka or if it's flying in the air. Muchach that avishin seifa lanuach is not a chsarn of mishtamer, but it's a different chsarn. What's the chsarn? The chotzer is only koine if it's munach in the chotzer. If it's not munach in the chotzer, you can't be koine. Even though it passes through the chotzer, that's not enough. It has to be kemunach in the chotzer for you to be koine. That's the shayla. That's nekuda number one. The shayla is, why does it have to be kemunach? As this Taibler wants to do a big chiddush, he wants to say that the reason why you koina when you're in the aver is not because aver is a chotzer. Hare aver is not a chotzer. The choshe mishpe de gabailis is the karka. The aver is not something that you own, it's aver. So why is aver koina in a chotzer? The aver is koina because it's nitfal to the karka. And it's ki'ilu, it's munach on the karka. That's the need in the sugya, if you need that aver, which is passing through in the aver, is it kimunach in the karka or not? That's the need of the sugya. Yeah. In Rashi, there's an interesting deal. Rashi says that aver she'ein soifa lenuach b'toicha aver. Rashi doesn't say b'toicha. Rashi says it has to be munach in the aver. A little bit meduyik in Rashi that the aver itself is the kinyan. And the need is, in order for aver to work, you have to be munach b'toicha aver. That's the nakuda. Okay, so that's the shayla of, is it called kemunach or is it not called kemunach? That's the suffix of the Gemara. Amalei repapalei ravav, amalei ravadav, amasalei ravav, amalei ravina the ravav. Lav hainu maslisa, rasa rotsin achar metziya. Amri abirmi, amri abyechanam, vusherats achrein umagiyim. Uvoyi abirmi, vimatana heich. Vikimlei ravavav, vakamav, vimatana, aval pisha rats achra, ve'eina megiya. As you see, even though it's not seifa lenuach, because it's going to run out of the chatzer, afilu hachi, it's koine. Amalei misgalgal kamrit, shani misgalgal dekemunach dami. When it's rolling on the karka, when it's touching the karka, then it's more kemunach dami. When it's in the aver, as then it's harder to be kemunach dami. The stipler's masbir lefishi tosai, being that the whole idea of the aver is it's nitfal to the karka and it's kekarka dami, but then it's very gishmak. When it's physically touching the karka, then it's more mishtayach to the karka. But when it's in the ear, then it's not so mishtayach to the karka. You need a bigger chiddush and it's kimunach dami. Nos is the Gemara. As in the Rishonim, there's a big shayla, how to understand what was the pshitas of the Gemara klapi aver she'ein seifa lenuach. From this, we want to buy the side of the sugya. The Ramban and the Rashba understood that the Gemara is saying by Aver she'ein soifa lenuach, there's a chilek between matana and hefker. That only by matana Aver she'ein soifa lenuach is koina. But by hefker Aver she'ein soifa lenuach is koina. Why? Because by Rabbi Yirmiyah matana hech v'kibla mine. And the Gemara was poish from what's achra ve'ena megiya. As you see that by Aver she'ein soifa lenuach, there's a chilek between matana and hefker. That by matana Aver she'ein soifa lenuach is koina, and by hefker it's not koina. Frey the Rajva a shayla on the Ramban. That he doesn't understand. If Aver she'ein soifa lenuach is lav kimunach b'chotzer dami, as then it's not in the chotzer. If it's not in the chotzer, what difference does it make if it's a matana or a mekel? Das acheres maka only helps on something that's in a chotzer. But if it's aver shein sefer lenuach, it's lav kimunach dami, it's not in the chotzer. If it's not in the chotzer, as then what does it help? Das acheres makne. Das frek. The Rajba on the Ramban. That's a very strong question. Needs a beer. What could be the chilek in Aver she'ein soifa lenuach between Matana and Hefka? As L'chora, Mavur in the Ramban, it's believed that we're in the Ramban, Ba'oifin Zeh. What's the word of Aver she'ein soifa lenuach lav kimunach? The Rajba learns it's literal. The word is, it's mamish literal in the chatzar. Being that it's flying through the chatzar, it's not landing in the chatzar, it's ki'ilu, it's not in the chatzar. The Ramban will learn it is in the chatzar. The chsarn of Aver she'ein soifa lenuach is a chsarn in the Kabbalah of the chatzar. Being that it's b'soifa, lotza is from the chotzer, it's not niskabel in the chotzer called kach. Kabbalah means that it's makabel, it's holding it for the bailer. Something that's soifa to go out of the chotzer, it's a chzar in the Kabbalah. So fizeh, there's makum to understand the Ramban. There, it is in the chotzer, just the Kabbalah is a shvacher of Kabbalah. As then you could say, b'makom das acheres makne, a shvacher of Kabbalah, a lower level Kabbalah works. Where do you see this? In the sugya ha-koydim. In the Gemara, in Yud Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara says, by chotzer she'ena mishtameres, a das acheres makne helps. Rashi says it helps a kinyan koldu. We saw the Ramban over there, learns like Rashi, he learns that Samach Lake is obscene. Which one it helps a Kenyan call do. As Chotzer Sheinu Mishtameres, it's in the Chotzer, it's just a Kabbalah call do. As that's the Nukuda over here, the Gemara wanted to say that Matana is a Kabbalah call do. As by a Matana, which is a Kabbalah call do, a Kabbalah call do helps, because it's Tasa Cheres Makle, and by Hefker, not. Thus is the Shita of the Ramban. As if either way the Ramban learned by the chesaron of Aver she'ein soifa lenuach, das acheres is a makne because of Loshen Rashi before. The mokum das acheres makne mahani koldu. And Aver she'ein soifa lenuach is called a koldu because it's miskabel, it's a kabbalah kala in the chotz. The either way the Ramban learns, when the Gemara says shani miskalgo the kemunach dami, the Maisa Zok the Ritva, it comes out that even by Miskalgel, Hefker is not Koina. The state that by Miskalgel only when the Matana, but Hefker is not Koina. As Lefiza, it comes out, the Maskana were poishit from the Sugya, that Aver she'ein soifa lenuach by Hefker is not Koina. Thus is the Pshitas. Because by misgalgal by hefker it's not koina, koshkein by ena misgalgal hefker is not koina. Thus is the shita of the Ramban and the Ritva. In the Rajba is choyle. The Rajba learns that in aver shein seifa lenuach there's no chilek between hefker and matana, because it's not kamunach. He learns it's not in the chotzer. My nafka mean if it's hefker or if it's matana. I, the Gemara says, by svi rots achrav umagia, there is a chsaret. What's the pshat? As the Hezra and the Rashba is revered in the Ritzbash and Shita. The Ritzbash and Shita learns like the Rashba, and he explains the Gemara, because when it's svi, it's rots achrav, and he's Eina Megia, there's two chesrainis. There's one chesarin of Aver She'ein Seifa Lenuach, and there's another chesarin also of Eina Mishtamer. As in every svi, that it's Ratz Akra of Eina Megia, you don't catch it in Mechatzer, there's two chesrainis. There's a chesarin of Aver She'ein Seifa Lenuach, and there's a chesarin in Eina Mishtamer. In the chesaron of Eina Mishtamer, then there's a chilek between makne, between das acheres makne, matana, and hefker, like we had in the Gemara on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. As that which we're machalik in the Mishnah by Ratz Achrav, me'ena megia, between matana and hefker, is klape the chesaron of Eina Mishtameres. But we have another nidin, there's another chesaron of Aver She'ein Seifa Lenuach. Originally, we wanted to bring a raya from Miskalgal. The maskana, we say this is a raya from Miskalgal. As I say, now we're not pleshit b'chlal, what the din is by Aver She'ein Seifa Lenuach. As thus is the mahalach, and that's how the Rashba will learn. As that which the Gemara said is a chilek between matana and hefker is only in the chesaron of Eina Mishtamer. Not in the Sarin of Aver She'ein Seifa Lenuach. In that there is no Makom Lechalek. Frederick Eger, a very strong Shiloh on the Rashba and on the Ritzbash. The same way you're saying that when it's Svi is Rots, the Eina Megir, there's a Sarin of Eina Mishtamer. As by Arniki, there should be a chesaron of Eina Mishtamer too. Why only by Svi Rots there's a chesaron of Eina Mishtamer? But by Arniki, there's no chesaron of Eina Mishtamer. That's what he is. It's Mavur and the Rishonim that only by Svi Rots you have two chesaronis. Why by Arniki don't you have both chesaronis? A Zogre B'Kivega, an interesting chilek. The Tzir of Arniki is talking about where you're throwing it through a house. That's the Lashon. Zorek Arniki b'Pesach zeh v'yotze b'Pesach acher. A house is be'etzem mishumar. Just this chayfetz is not mishumar. As over there, there's no chsarin of Eina Mishtamer. Masha'en kein Svi Rots is talking about a soda that doesn't have a gate on it. Over there, when the Sada doesn't have a gate, it's Be'etzim. So over there, there's a Chesaron of Einai Mishtamer. And that's a big Chiddush in Rabbi Kiva Eger, even though the Chefetz is Einai Mishtamer, but if the Chotzer is Mishtamer, that's called the Chotzer Mishtamer. Yeah, very big Chiddush. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger is Miyase, the Fidi Shittas that are Machalik between Svi Rots and Zarek Aniki. That's what you have to say. Okay, so this is the first chelik of the sugya. What's the chesaron of Aver She'ein Seifa Lenuach? And by Aver She'ein Seifa Lenuach, there's a chelik between matana and hefker. Chelik number one of the sugya. Chelik number two of the sugya is this gavaldik chelish in the Rambam. You'd be able to get a Rambam. Zikin. The Rambam in Hilchos Aveda. The Rambam in the Mishnah. There's a big chiddush in the Rambam. It's like the Mishnah. It's Perik Yud Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph. Misha Roa Chayrim Rotzim Acharitzi of Areis Vishover Agayla Shalai Porchu. If he's Rotzim Magiyan, he's Koine. The Meinu Yochol Legiyam, as then, Imba Matana Noislan Loi, he's Koine. If it's Efker, he's not Koine. Ad kan, he brings the Gemara la'alocha, the way we have the Gemara, kota. The Rambam adds a sentence. Ve'im ha'yitzvi rot kedarkoi, ve'goizles mafrichin lo'y konzeloy sadeh. When do we say das acheres makne helps? Only by a svi shover. When its lev is broken, moving is fast. But a svi rots kedarkoi, das acheres makne doesn't help. Zog the Magid Mishnah, where did the Rambam get this from? How does the Rambam know this halacha? B'chayra, a svi, which is shover, but is not Megiyoi, is the same as the Svi Ratz Kedarkoi. Where does the Rambam get? There are two levels. Zokt er a Gishmaka Raya from our Gemara, the Magid Mishnah. Because in our Gemara, it's Mavur, the Gemara first brings down the din of Ratz of Svi Shavar, and then the Gemara brings a Raya that there's a chilek between Matana and Hefker. Why does the Gemara bring the chilek of Matana and Hefker on that which there's an Amoira that says on the Mishnah it's talking about Ratz Achrav Umegiyoi? Why didn't it bring it on the Mishnah itself, on the Tzira, Svi Ratz Kedarka? As in the fact that it didn't bring it on the Mishnah itself, on the Seifa, Mashma in the Seifa, Matana doesn't work. As the Magid Mishnah brings a Mokar to the Ram. But he doesn't explain the Rambam. What's the difference if the Tzvi is Ratz Kedarkoi or it's Ratz fast enough that you shouldn't catch it? How come by Matana, in one of them you're Koina and in one of them you're not? Yeah, that's a big shaila. As Reb Chaim in Stencil, Reb Chaim asked the shaila, what's the difference in Svara? At the end of the day, you're not catching it in the field anyway. Reb Chaim says, heavy chedushei Torah. As the Olam could look in Reb Chaim inside. Lemaisa in the Shita, b'shem the Ravid, the Shita says a Mahalach to answer it. Zog the Shita that the Chilik is by Svi that Shover, you're not going to catch him in the Sadeh, but you're going to catch him out of the Sadeh. Meaning the Shvi is like damaged his leg, he's moving, he's a Shvi, he moves fast, just not as fast as he usually does, as you'll catch him out of the Sadeh. But Shvi Ratz Kedarkoi, you're not even going to catch out of the Sadeh. As that's the word, when you're never going to catch him, then even Das Acheres Matna doesn't help. But when you're going to catch him eventually, even if he's outside the Sadeh, then Das Acheres Matna. This is a Gevaldik Yigilui on the Rama. Reb Shmuel brings Reb Chaim and his Mepalpel and Es on it. He says, now that we have the Ravid, we have a Gishmak of Pshat in the Rama. Yeah, it's Mamsha Gevaldik Yigilui. The Shaila is, oh, but what's the Hezber? My Nafkamina, where you catch it? As Lechari, you could explain it with the big word of Reb Nochum and Chotzer that we keep on using over and over again. That he played from the Rosh in Azairi. That the Yisoid of Chotzer is that you're makabel ayidei the Chotzer. As the Shaila is, in order for Chotzer to work, it has to be yokilu kibulit ayidei the Chotzer. As Bishleima, when you're going to catch the Chafetz out of the Chotzer, as you could say, being that Lepalus, it's Shaykh to catch the Chafetz, as when it's in your Chotzer, it's ki'ilu, it's holding it for you. Because it's shaykh for you to catch the chafetz eventually. But if you have a chafetz that you are never going to catch, it's always going to run for you, you can't say it's holding it for you. You can't say it's niskabalet zlocha. Harei lo'oilam lo'yachol litvois es ha-chafetz hazeh. Something that's always going to run away from you. As over here, you can't say it's holding for you. As when you're catching it in the chotzer, that's like the highest level of Kabbalah. When you catch it out of the chotzer, it's a Kabbalah, but a Kabbalah geruah, but it works, but that's a cheres makneh. But when you can't catch it b'chlal, as the chotzer is not holding it b'chlal for you, you can never get a hold of this chefetz, it's always going to avoid you, it's always going to run away from you. As that's not called, it's niskabel etzlecha b'chlal. So the Aleph Beis of Chatzar is Kabbalah.
If you could catch it outside the Chatzar, that doesn't mean the Chatzar is holding it for you.
Exactly. L'chayra, I, Chatzar is not. The Teretz is that when it was in the Chatzar, it was holding it for you. L'inyan, that you'll catch it when it gets out of the Chatzar. Meaning when it's in the Chatzar, it's holding. What does it mean it's holding? That when it you'll at least be able to catch it when it gets out. Certain things you catch when it's in there, and certain things it takes time to get it. But when it was in your Chatzar, it was held for you.
If you would have a Mishnah Mochsen after it ran out of the Chatzar on this Tzvi, would you have a Cheskes Marik now?
Yeah. He was Koina. Yeah. Okay. Holding for you means that it's there for you. It's there for you to get it. Because right now it's there for you to get it. You can't catch it when it's going to be in there. You'll catch it when it's out of there. But it's there for you. That's a big chiddush, but that's the kivu. Okay. But that's the big chiddush of the Rambam and the sugi with the hezber of the writer. The last angle in the sugya is the Yisaidis de Garashi in Das Acheres Magna. Rashi Zorak Arigi Vifkeroi Lekol Hakol. What does Rashi want over here? Azok Taisis Loiga Sinan Vafkere, the Choshev Le Das Acheres Magna Yisai de Maisi Raya Mimatana. Explains Taisis Rashi that Rashi was bothered that the Gemara is going to be machalik between Matana and Hefker, and that's like the Ramban, that the Gemara is machalik in the sugi of Aver Shein Seifa Lenuach. The meaning of Aver Shein Seifa Lenuach is koine is only by Matana and not Azay Bazay. Rashi says, therefore, we're talking about a tzir where he's if keroi l'kol hakoida. And therefore, it's called das acheres magna. So, places, but you can't say that because the Ramban speaks this out in Rashi, because hefker is not das acheres magna. As if you're talking about where he's afkere, that's not called das acheres magna. As how does Taisus learn? It's talking about someone that's not mafker his arnik. He throws his arnik, and he says that whoever wants could be zeicha. He wasn't mafker it, and when it gets into Yenim's chatzer, as Yenim will be zeicha, as it's a matana mamish, and that's why we will push it from matana, because over here it's talking about a matana, which is also das acheres magna. The shaila is what's pshat in Rashi. How could Rashi learn when talking about a tzir of Hefkeroi? Hefker is not das acheres magna. As a nochum, in the Shurei Nochum, void a very big yisai from Rashi, what does Hefker mean? He says, Kipshutai, the Oilam learns that Hefker means you're misalik yourself in the Chekas. Hefker means I'm taking away my bailus. I'm saying I'm not the bailum anymore. It's like a sinuk. I'm misalik myself from the Chofetz. If Hefker is Silo, as then it's very shver. Why in our sugi is it called Das Acheres Makneh? And Rashi over here is Muchach, that Hefker works differently. It's not Silo. The way Hefker works is I'm giving everyone a schus to be Zoicha in my Chofetz. That's the Yisoid of Hefker. That I'm giving everyone a schus to be zeicha my chayfetz. I'm the bailiv. No one could be zeicha. Hefker means I'm telling everyone, come, you could be zeicha in my chayfetz. And Reb Nochum was medayik Rashi. Rashi over here says, v'cheiroi l'kol hakoide. What's that l'kol hakoide? Rashi in other places says hefker. He doesn't say l'kol hakoide. What's Rashi? Rashi's telling you hefker, everyone zeicha. We know that. He's saying Rashi's coming to explain why is it a das acheres magna. Because over here, we're talking about Hefker means l'kol hakoidim, that he's mezakit to whoever wants to be zeicha. That's the pirish of Hefker. The Etzim Yisoy, Reb Shimon says in another place also, not on the sugya over here. Reb Nochum boided from this sugya over here. This was the big raya of Reb Nochum. It's not in other yeshivas because usually they don't get up to Yud Beis. But the Maisa, Reb Nochum over here, boided from this Rashi. This was like his big sugya in the Africa.
Rashi always learns like that?
Everywhere. That's the Yisayid of Ephraim. Where's the big raya to this? Because there's a couple of rayas. We'll say over one very nice raya from the Mishnah in Peah, Perik Vav Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah in Peah says that there's a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel if you could be mafkir rak lanim or you have to be mafkir lanim ulashir. Shitas Beis Shammai is it shayich hefker lanim. Somebody wants to be mafkir. He wants to give stucco, he doesn't have a unease, he puts down, he writes the yeshiva lunchum hefker laniyim. Only aniyim can take it. Does it work or not? Shitas Beis Shammai is, it works. Shitas Beis Hillel is, it doesn't work. Beis Shammai learns it out because you see matnes aniyim is a hefker laniyim, and it works. And Beis Hillel says, no, there's Xeris HaKosim, Hefker has to be Dumya de Shmita. Ma Shmita is a Hefker Lakol, Af, Hefker has to be Hefker Lakol. You don't learn it out from Matanis Lenin. Frekir Nochum, if you're going to learn that Hefker is a Siluk, post past a Siluk, only Lanim, either I'm a Bailim or I'm not a Bailim. If the Yisrael of Hefker is a masalik myself from my bailis, it doesn't pass the siluk b'miksas. But if you learn the Yisrael of Hefker is I'm giving the schus, as hal Beis Shammai, okay, I could decide, I'm only giving the schus to a certain group of people. I'm Hefker, la'anir. A certain group of people that has a shame of Hefker. But not la'anir, not. And Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, even though he's choylik, he's not choylik on what hefker is. He's just saying that it's not enough. You have to be mafkerit to everyone to have a shame of hefker. But he's not being choylik on what the longest of hefker is. He holds it's a hefker le'aniyim ulashir. But to be mafkerit le'kulam, that's the limud from Shmita. But it's not changing what hefker is. Number one. Number two, there's a sugya in the Darin, Daf Mem Gimel, a very famous sugya, that Reb Yossi holds that Hefker, it's not Paka the Bailis until the other person is Zeicha. Mitzarech Bir, if all Hefker is a Siluk, as it should be Paka the Bailis Miyad. What's Pshat in Reb Yossi that he stays a Bailim until someone else is Zeicha? That Hefker means I'm giving everyone the option to be Zeicha. Thus is the two Makairis from all over that there's a musik of Hefker that the Dasacher is not. Some people. Now, the Mishnah Lamelech and the Ksois found this Rashi. The Ksois is in Simon Reishayim Gimel, Sifkot and Hay. Reishayim Gimel, Sifkot and Beis. He brings this Rashi. He says, Rashi says that Hefker is Dasacher is Makne. And he asks, why is it Dasacher is Makne? And he says something, Ayin Shom. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Chiyah Matana Perik Yutes brings this Rashi also. And he wants to say a Chiddush in Rashi. But both the Ksois and the Mishnah Lamelech say this is Shitas Rashi in the Sugya, that Hefker is Dasacher is Mag. But Toysis is Choylik on Rashi. Because if you look at Toysis, he brings down Rashi. And he says, how could we say Hefker is Dasacher is Makne? As it seems like Tosis is Choylik on Rashi and learns Hefker differently. Zokr of Nochum, if you're Ma'ayin in Tosis, you'll see Tosis is Moided to Rashi. He's being Choylik on a different point. Why? Because if you look well at Tosis, Rashi, how does he ask on Rashi? Im came biyad kishiyotza aniki miyodo yhoya hefker ubishas chia leka dasa cheres. Frekrim Nochum, what's Tosis asking? The hefker happened right away. As soon as he says hefker, it happened.
the guy's not being zaycha till a minute later on. And when the guy's zaycha a minute later on, there's no das acheres makne. Why does he say a minute later on? There's no das acheres makne. There was never a das acheres makne by Hefka. Zogt Rav Nochum, if you look well at Taisis, Taisis also knew what Hefka was. I mean, Taisis learned the Mishnah in Peah, the Mishnah in the Dorim, talking with Taisis about the Mishnah Yisrael Shas. What is Taisis asking on Rashi? He's a step after Rashi. I'm asking to you, Hefker means that I'm mezakeh everyone in the Chafetz. But once I say I'm mezakeh everyone in the Chafetz, we hold like the Chachamim. And the Chachamim hold, when I say that, right away, it's Yotzer Mirshusoy. As when is the guy koina b'chotzer? He's koina a minute later on when the thing flies into his house. As I was mafkrit right away. A minute later on, when it flies into his house, over here, there's no longer a Das Acheres Makta. The Das Acheres Makta was only Bishas that I said Hefka, but not a second later on when it goes into his house. And Rashi holds that even though the Hafka's Bailis is Miyad, what it's called Yezoicha Mikoyach his Hakno. As a Mela, it's easier to make the Kinyan. And the Etzem Vort is in the Ramban. The Ramban is the Kash of Taisis. We hold like the Chachamim. As soon as you mafgrid, it's Ois Bailis. As how could you say it's Das Acheres Makna a second later on? Zog the Ramban. But you're Zeicha because he gave you the Rishus to be Zeicha. As if you're Zeicha because he gave you the Rishus to be Zeicha. As Mela, therefore, Zog the Ramban, that's called enough that you should have a Das Acheres Makna that a Kinyan Koldu is Savileh. Loshen Haramban. As Lefi said, the Velt, the Gdeli Achreinim learn, it's a Machloikis, Rashi, and Taisis is Das Acheres Makna. It's Hefka. Arechen Advar Megim, if you look at the Heintega Malak De Svarim, it's like Ki'ilu in their back pocket, left hand, every time they talk about the sugi of Hefka. Machlekes Rashi and Taisis, what is Hefka? Rav Nochum wanted to learn, it's not a machlekes. Everyone learns Hefka like Rashi. The Shaila is it a Das Acheres Makna? A minute later on, after the Hefka is out, is it still called a Das Acheres Makna? Ding number one of Rav Nochum of Gdeli Rabbi Seinu Achreini. Ding number two, ding means to be choyek. Yeah, his second machloikis on the Gdeli Achreinim. Zog the Mishnah Lamelech and the Ksois, according to this Rashi, it should come out Arizi Gechidish La'aloch. Can a cotton be Zeicha in Hefker? As a cotton could be Zeicha Midaraisa, if there's a Das Acheres Makna. As we know, if someone's Makna to a cotton, the cotton Zeicha. What happens if the cotton wants to be Zeicha Ben Hefker? Could a cotton be Zeicha in Hefker? Zog the Ksois in Mishnah Lamelech. The Fi Rashi, a cotton could be Zeicha in Hefker, because Hefker is Das Acheres Makna Oisai. See, this is the Ksois is in Reishan of Beis, the Mishnah Melech is Chia Matana Perigut Tes. The Nesivis dings on the Ksois, and he brings a raya from a Gemara that the Gemara assumes a cotton can't be Zeicha in Hefker. What do you do with Rashi? The Ksai says a Shein Araya from Rashi. You could say a Gavaldi Gechidish. We spoke a lot, but Makum Das Acheres Makna, it's easier to be Koine. Now we want to make it's a Chilik between Das Acheres Makna by Chotzer, between Das Acheres Makna by Kot. What could be the Chilik? The Ramban explains, why is Das Acheres Makna worked by a Chotzer? He says, because being that you're Zeicha, because someone else wants to be Makna, Kinyan Koldu is enough. Mavur and the Ramban, you don't need that the other person should put it into your Rishos. That's not what's going on. The word is, it's easier to be Zeicha if someone is Makna. But not that he puts it into your Rishos. Lefi zeh is a big chilek. By Chotzer, the problem is it's a Shvach or a Maisa Kinyan. As Shvachar Maisa Kinyan works easier by Das Acheres Matne, and Hefker is enough Das Acheres Matne. But by a cotton, what's the Chsarin? The Chsarin is there's no Das for Kinyan. A cotton doesn't have Das for Kinyan. The only way Das Acheres Matne works is because he has Das to be Poyo the Kinyan. That's only by Mekach Umemka. By Hefker, he's just saying everyone who wants could be Zeicha. That's not enough to be a Das Acheres Matne. As there's levels of Das Acheres Matne when you could be Koyah. Okay, Nachum doesn't say this, but you would be able to say this. Fize, you could be Maisiv one last Nekuda. The Ramban, the Rashi say, that which Rashi say, Hefker, is Das Acheres Matne, is not by every Hefker. There's two kinds of Hefker. There's one kind of a hefker where the bailam is mafker. I have a chefetz and a mafker. But we find another kind of a hefker in Shas. There are things where the bailam never thought the hefker, but they become hefker anyway. The dogma, the beginning of Elul Metzias, you have that if he works in a place and he leaves things behind, it's hefker. Very common in a yeshiva. Bachrim leave their gemaras behind, their svarim behind, even if they don't think that it's hefker, but it's kilu a hefker me'elav. It becomes hefker. He's misiach das from it. He has no shaykhis to it. That's it. He thinks he's never getting it. Misiach daitai minei. They say, when does Rashi say that hefker is a das acheres makneh? That's only by hefker b'poyel, when he's mafkerit. But something which is a hefker mishu pesach das. He didn't have das to be mafkir. It's hefker me'elav. As then, it's not a das acheres mafkir. That's what the Rishonim say. One of them answers a shaylon Rashi. Fizeh, you could be mazver a gavaldig magen avis in the sugi of bittel chomitz. Shloishin yoyim lefnei pesach metzmanis. Sefer tzachim. Shitas Rashi in Masechta Pesachim is Bidl is Hefker. Frek Taisvis, how could you be Mavatal on Shabbos? How could you be Mavatal on Yontif? Is it to be Mafkir on Shabbos be Yontif? But oi, if it's Hefker, as what's the Nusach? Yeah. No, I'm sorry, Shitas Taisvis, I'm sorry, this is Rashi, wait, wait. Shitas Taisis is Bittel is Hefker. Frag the Rishonim on Taisis that how could you say Bittel is Hefker? Harei we're Mavatal even on Yontif. Beis, how could you say that on Shabbos, when Shabbos falls out on Erev Pesach, we do Bittel on Shabbos? Aye, Bittel is Hefker. Beis, they ask, what's the nusach you say when you do bittul? The nusach you say is hareze ka'afra. You're not saying hefker, as what's pshat. The Miri has a sefer mamim avis, brings chuvis in the Miri and simin yud ches. Like the Miris, there's two kinds of hefker. There's one kind of a hefker when a person says hare ani mafker, as he says, that's hakna. The Gemara in Shabbos Yud Ches, when it says you can't be mafkir on Shabbos, the Gemara is talking about it here where you're saying Hareza Hefkir. You're not allowed to be mafkir on Shabbos. Masha Enkein, Bittul Chametz is not a hefker of Hakno. Bittul Chametz is a hefker of Mesiach Das. As that, you could do on Shabbos. Because that, you're not being makna to someone. It's not dumya to Kinyan. The Isra on Shabbos is to do Mekach Umemka. As Hefker of Achno is doing the Mekach Umemka. This is one Shlav. Bazei, Lefize, you could answer the other Shiloh of the Rishonim. Ah, you're not saying a Nusach of Hefker. You're saying Hareze Ka'ofer. Lefize is Gavaldik. He doesn't mean the Hefker of Ki'ilu Achno. Bittel is a hefker of this is worthless to me. This is a piece of offer to me. It's like when I leave things behind when I go somewhere. I never said I raise a hefker, but the fact that I see a thas from it. As if I'm saying I raise a ka'ofa. As It's kafir. It's valueless. It's worthless to me. That's hasochas adas from your bialis. That's the din hefker of bittel. See, you're not doing bittel is not the hefker of the other kind of a hefker. It's arezem avakel. That's why it's called bittel. It's not called regular hefker. That's another shy that they ask. Why is it called bittel? It should say hefker because it's not a regular hefker. It's the hefker of hasochas adas. So that's the. So once we have in the Rishonim that the two dinim of hefker, as zei gishmak, the hefker of bittel will be. And now, what would be if someone's mevatel his chametz, and someone wants to be zeicha with a chatzer, even if he the sheet is that bittel is hefker, I mean a chatzer no eifin like our sugya, yeah, but it's avashein seifa lenuach, yeah, chinam. That wouldn't be called das acheres nachem. Okay, so this is the Indian, how hefker is das acheres machna. There's two kinds of hefker. And if you could buy from me at the das acheres machna, call that play the too. Okay, so this is the Gemara of the Sugya. There's Hashem, tomorrow we'll start the next Sugya of Mitzias B'noyu B'toy Atanim, Mitzias Ishtar. Yeah. The bachurim that are going back in shidduchim, this is a big thing. You have to know if your wife finds something, or this is it. And so you'll have children. You have to know when is it yours, when is it not yours. Sometimes by your older children, it could be yours also. It's not such a geshmaka mishnah for the bachurim. Still, now Torah yivalim l'danitzon. Chas v'ezashem. The next sugya of Mitzvah Kishon.